Deliverance. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. Proverbs 11:6. Harry Houdini, history's most renowned escape artist and magician, never found a jail cell or bank vault that could hold him. He escaped from a water tank where he has been suspended upside down, chained and handcuffed, and left for dead. He once escaped from an escape-proof Washington jail cell that had held a presidential assassin, then let the other prisoners out and locked them up in different cells. Houdini's feats depended on incredible physical skills and meticulous preparation, but he was caught unprepared once, and it cost him his life. In Montreal for a show in 1926, he was approached backstage by a student who had heard that Houdini could take blows to the stomach without feeling pain. The student, unaware that Houdini had always tightened his muscles before doing the trick on stage, landed a couple of hard slugs before Houdini was ready. The resulting internal injury caused an infection. Houdini died a few days later. We've been talking about Jabez's escape strategies all week. I think Jabez would tell Houdini, "Don't even come to the show, Harry, because sooner or later, when you're not quite ready, you'll get caught in your own game." So, what does it take to catch a Houdini or a Jabez unaware? Not much, really. As our verse today says, the reward of righteous living is that you are delivered from traps. Yet, the record of entrapment in Christian ministry is heartbreaking. A few years ago, Dr. Howard Hendricks of a Dallas seminary set out to study men in full-time ministry who had experienced major moral failures. He found 246 men who had fallen within a two-year period. That's more than 10 Jabez's a month going down in flames, some taking a lot of people with them. My friend, the further you go into your journey, the more protection from temptation matters. Several factors combine to put you at greater risk. One, your decisions, example, and influence affect more people. Two, your opportunities may leave you spiritually, physically, and emotionally depleted. Three, your successes in significant ministry may convince you that you are less vulnerable instead of more. And four, your accountability to God is greater. "Beware of no man more than yourself," wrote Charles Spurgeon. We carry our worst enemies within us, and the more God uses you, the easier it will be for an unspoken lie to slip into your thinking. God wouldn't let me go down, even if I'm sinning. He needs me and favors me too much. But one day, you'll be caught backstage unprepared for a quick jab that could end it all. I've noticed that when Satan brings Jabez down, he goes for the most damage possible. The time, the manner, the circumstances, he'll maximize our failures so they can cause pain everywhere. You know what I'm talking about. You know the untold numbers who won't have anything to do with Christianity because of what their ex-pastor did. That pastor didn't start out to cause pain. He started out to bring blessing. But like Houdini, he fell into a trap of his own making. The truth is, the farther you go back, go for God, the narrower the road becomes and the harder God will judge you should you fall into serious sin. You've tasted amazing things from his hands, but you can lose it all. For a period of time or for the rest of your life, the grief can be staggering. I remember trying to minister after I had committed a sin. I felt terrible, but I wanted to press ahead for God. I was sitting on a platform, getting ready to serve an audience as I always had done, when some words dropped into my heart. "You have no idea how worthless you'll be if I take my hand off you." I recoiled in shock, and I hope I never recover from that shock. Join me every day in laying aside entangling sins. Let's walk forward today pursuing God's favor with watchfulness, humility, faithfulness, and a clear conscience and great hope. Thank you for listening in.